Indiana has violated federal education law for years. It issued thousands of temporary teacher licenses so educators who weren't qualified could work in a special education classroom. Next school year, the state says it will end the use of emergency permits for special education. But what was meant to be a solution could make an existing special ed teacher shortage worse. From WFYI's education desk, Dylan Piers McCoy and Lee Gaines have the story.
Indiana doesn't have enough special education teachers, and when schools can't find a fully licensed special ed teacher, they turn to emergency permits. Those are temporary credentials that allow people who aren't qualified to become educators. Many special ed teachers on emergency permits are certified to teach other subjects, but some students have special educators with no teaching experience. Dylan, you spoke to a teacher in that situation.
Yeah, her name is Susan Harrison. And she was hired to teach special education in an early childhood center in rural Indiana a few years ago. She felt totally unqualified.
I was scared to death. There was no training, and you were just put in a room and you were on your own.
Harrison quickly got the hang of teaching because she had informal experience. She'd worked in a daycare and adopted two young children with special needs. But it's actually against federal law for states to issue emergency permits to special education teachers. Indiana hasn't followed this law for years, and the federal government hasn't done anything about it.
Indiana will comply with federal law starting next year. That means special ed teachers must be fully licensed or enrolled in a program that leads to a special ed teaching certification. Some educators are concerned the elimination of emergency permits will worsen the state's teacher shortage. I talked to Jenny Smithson with the Indiana Council of Administrators of Special Education. She says this change could lead to more students for fully licensed teachers.
And how do you help them keep from that burnout that happens when you have a caseload that's way higher than you should? I mean, we have the kids, we have to serve them. And if we only have so many licensed teachers, then we have to spread the love.
Smithson says there also aren't enough programs that lead to a special ed teaching license, and the programs that exist are expensive. She says that could deter teachers from pursuing certification.
I mean, some school districts had a starting salary of like $34,000. How do you pay back your student loans and pay all your bills and work on your degree in special ed at the same time? It's been hard for them to try to do that.
We spoke to officials with the Indiana Department of Education. They say they plan to offer a tuition assistance program to teachers who want to get a special ed teaching license. But they couldn't tell us when that program would be established.
Aside from the money, it's a logistical challenge to get a license. Harrison is now certified to teach general ed, but she's still in an emergency permit while she finishes up extra classes in special education.
I mean, they make it such a pain to get your special ed license that I think people just don't want to do it. It's just a lot of extra work.
Harrison said teaching special education also comes with more responsibilities. There's a lot of paperwork. You have to understand special education law, and you might not get paid any more than if you taught a general ed class. That makes it hard to recruit and keep special ed teachers.
For years, some of the most vulnerable students have been taught by untrained teachers. Everyone we talk to agrees that special ed teachers should be trained. But educators worry that if the state doesn't do more to solve the shortage, this sudden shift in policy could hurt students. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Gaines.
And I'm Dylan Piers McCoy.